know he came here to say, if you afraid, then come on with me. And I know what you came here to do. Knock, knock, let me see you get loose. Going down for real.
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio. This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on this Tuesday. A huge day for sports in the city of Cleveland. A pivotal game five between the Cavaliers and the Bulls of Chicago tonight at the Q. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm, a lot to talk about. We've got some quick news we'll get out of the way about the Browns. Two more of their draft picks have signed, third-rounder Xavier Cooper and my guy, sixth-rounder Malcolm Johnson.
It's exciting.
It is exciting.
And I really do, every time news breaks, whether it's about the Cleveland Browns signing draft picks or another team, it makes me think that the new CBA got it right.
Oh, you know, my God.
No holdouts, no teams not wanting to take a guy because he may not report to camp if the money's not right. All those issues go out. You get 5 to 10% more than the guys got in your spot last year. That's it. Let's go. Suit it up.
As Dane Brugler, friend of the show, says, remember the days of NFL rookie holdouts that stretch into October? Yeah, I don't miss that. Me neither. I think it's a great thing. It's good for these players because one of the things that you hear coaches talk about is how much limited interaction they actually get to have with these rookies, that when you do hold out or you do miss that time, it puts you even further behind. You don't have as much time to develop a rookie to get ready for week one, even as you did when you were a rookie.
You're right. And now, not only do you get limited time, but the new CBA has even shrunk the amount of time that you can spend with guys. So the old CBA, not only did you have holdouts, but you were jealous of the amount of time that you could have with the players. Well, now there's less time, and so they want to get these guys in. And I think it's a great thing for the National Football League because it's a revenue-driven business and an entertainment business. And the sooner you can get those guys in the camp, it makes it easier to sell tickets. The product on the field, each and every Sunday is going to be better. And the guys, people went out and bought jerseys for are actually in uniform during training camp. They get their autographs. They get to see him and put a smile on everybody's face. And all in all, it's just a great decision by both the NFL and the NFLPA to get it done.
Also want to tip my cap to the Jacksonville Jaguars. They signed Dante Fowler, who tore his ACL, to a four-year deal, $23.5 million, fully guaranteed, no offsets. Exact same deal that he should have gotten max for his slot. They didn't punish him for being injured in any way.
You can't do that.
It's a classy move nonetheless. So we've got something to talk about here today, obviously.
Just a little bit.
And that is the Deflategate punishment handed down. The NFL has suspended Tom Brady for four games. They have cost the Patriots, taken away their first-round pick next year, their fourth-round pick in 2017, and the biggest team fine in NFL history, $1 million. My reaction to this is that it is absurd. It is ridiculous. And it is just part of the absolutely arbitrary rule of Roger Goodell as commissioner of the National Football League. It's just, again, totally arbitrary. And listen, was there any concrete proof that any wrongdoing was done? No. Was there a lot of circumstantial evidence? Yes. Did Tom Brady cooperate? No, he did not fully cooperate. I understand the four-game suspension for Tom Brady. That makes sense to me. And I know that ignorance is no excuse, but to take a first and fourth round pick from the Patriots over this and hit him with the biggest team fine in NFL history, $1 million, when the report says that there was no implication for the coach, the organization, anybody.
Yeah, Bill Belichick was exonerated.
Exonerated is crazy to me. And it's a bigger punishment. Just take the Brady part of it out of it. It's a bigger punishment than they got for Spygate, which I think is a much, much worse violation of the rules of football.
You're right. And I think what we're seeing here, and as I wrote down, these four essentially punishments that they received, I think Tom Brady, as we've said, and even having the kid on here on Friday, thought four games most likely probably appealed down to two, maybe three, is a best case scenario. But, four was the max. I think the $1 million was because of the Patriots. Whether and they're guilty in some regard because they employed individuals who had done wrongdoing.
Yep.
So essentially the Patriots in this case are guilty by association with the two Patriot employees that did wrong and were included with the deflating of the footballs. And the $1 million is a multiple offense gesture by Roger Goodell, seeing as if because, you know, Belichick and the Patriots were fined for Spygate, and this is a set, you know, it's almost like if you get a DUI, your first one is, or years ago it was you serve your 30 days, you pay a $500 fine. Well, I know obviously today in today's world, because they've grown so rapidly, it's significantly more. But your second offense is much more severe than it is the first time. It's license suspension, you know, thousands of dollars in fines. And I think that's the direction the NFL was coming from with the $1 million. What I don't justify is the first round pick in 2016. I wouldn't be opposed to 4 games, $1 million, fourth round in 2017.
Yeah, maybe.
You know,
yeah.
Maybe. But I think the first round pick of 2016 also compounded with the fact that Brady's going to miss 4 games. So they might not be the team like they were this year, picking 32nd. That might be a 20th overall pick or a 23rd overall pick. Or maybe, you know, they just don't have an up year. You know, they're discounting 4 games, losing their leader, and they lose those 4. Maybe you lose 2 or 3 more, and you're a 9-7 football team. And a 9-7 football team drafted where this year? 16, 17, 18? You know, that's significant value when you look at this year's draft and who was drafted between 15 and 20 and what they're going to mean for their football team this year.
It really is remarkable, and we're going to get a lot of opinion on it. We certainly want to hear from you guys. It's the Ohio Business Machine hot topic of the day. What do you think about the penalty? Does it fit the crime for, you know, what happened with the New England Patriots? Gerard Cherry, former Patriot, will call in at 1:30. Bob Soucy, the voice of the Patriots, he will call in at 2 o'clock. Peter King, we'll hear from him, and he wrote a great article on Monday Morning Quarterback about it, talking to people around the leagues who think, basically, one executive said, way over the top, draconian. I thought the league went too far. The official said this was a sad day for football, and people think Goodell has gone over the line. And I'll tell you what, he's now taken away one of his biggest allies in Robert Kraft. I think this could be the domino, and I think maybe he was too stiff of a punishment, maybe too stiff of a fine, because he wanted to say, listen, they're not going to get preferential treatment. You know, you do that, you go over the top, like when you discipline your own kid, you go, maybe you go over the top with it. But I thought it was absolutely ridiculous.
And do you think also, too, that because this is the first wrongdoing that has crossed Roger Goodell's plate on a level of high significance since the Adrian Peterson and the Ray Rice situation prior to the football season, and he fumbled those, and he wanted to go, I'm going to be extremely bold with this because it's not their first offense, you know, and also too, I think in some cases, as we saw with Adrian Peterson being out the entire football season, and in this case Tom Brady, nobody's bigger than the shield, that he went above, you know, where he really should have, to kind of get in and kind of lay down the groundwork that he is the guy in charge and he's got all his ducks in a row again. But it can be perceived both ways.
It can be. And Tom Brady, is his legacy tarnished from now on? And by the way, I'm just going to say this, and you might disagree with me. I'm not giving anybody my cell phone. Like, that's my cell phone. I'm not giving this guy my cell phone. And I know they said that they maybe only wanted you know, they only wanted certain parts, and they said that you could give us whatever. That's fine. But, like, when they're starting to print text messages between those ball boys and their moms, like, there's plenty of stuff that people say in text messages that is not for the world. That's your own private domain. Now, I understand that you could get in trouble for things that are on your phone, but I'm not giving this guy my phone, and I don't think Tom Brady wants to give this guy. So who knows if he has pictures of Giselle on there that he doesn't want this guy to see.
But in a Pro Football Talk report, and I think it was a comment by Troy Vincent, you know, vice president of the National Football League, talking about guaranteeing Tom Brady the securement of pictures, non-information pertaining to this case, meaning all that would be secure, never seen, never needed. It would be a very strict invasion of his privacy, only trying to get the information out of the phone that was pertinent to the case.
Do you trust whoever is involved with this, and you trust the NFL at this point not to leak whatever else they happen to stumble across? Because I sure as heck wouldn't.
I mean, for me personally, I'd want to say In the situation, I probably might speak differently. And now, obviously, it's in hindsight, and I'm not in that situation. It's if I'm innocent, take it.
Yeah, but
and also, too,
is
like knowing
stuff.
That my wife, you might potentially see my wife naked or something like that. It's like, whoop-de-doo, she walks around a catwalk that way. She wears almost the same amount of clothing on a beach when we're on vacation. Whoop-de-doo. You know what I mean? Like, come on. I mean, for him, it's like she's
who
out there anyway.
I'm just saying.
But I'm just saying, if you're innocent, take it. Guarantee me my information is private. Only take what you need. And if what you need, take what you need because I'm innocent. And it's just, that's the way it should have been.
So it is interesting, and you talk to, you know, of course, in the Monday Morning Quarterback article, they talk about the circumstantial evidence. So they believe that. And Wells says the Patriots football should have measured between 11.32 PSI and 11.52 PSI. The average of all 22 readings was actually 11.30 PSI, 2/100ths lower than what ideal gas law would have allowed for the balls that started the day at the Patriots level of 12.5. So again, it is, I mean, we're talking 2/100ths. Off
not
of,
a lot, which not is noticeable.
No, which is not noticeable. And we actually tried to get balls today to see
and
if we
may.
Could check it out. We might. It's there's apparently a lot of red tape to go through to get a couple of footballs.
I'll
but
call Wilson myself.
Yes, call. Well,
I'll
have
Roger Goodell send me over a couple footballs.
So the past offense part mattered. Obviously, the lack of cooperation, which we talked about, and then the competitive advantage. Patriots beat the Colts 45-7, so the outcome wasn't any different. Does that make it okay? No,
no.
I'm not saying that, but. The Patriots do have absolutely a track record of doing something. I think that it is going to be a very, 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 very interesting appeal. It'll be very interesting on who hears the appeal and how that plays out because, again, I know that the burden of proof for them is different than it is, you know, in a court of law, depending on the type, if it's a criminal case, et cetera. But it does seem to me that the Tom Brady punishment, you can make the case for. Because I look at it as like him taking a PED almost. It's like a performance
sure.
enhancing move
yeah.
that he is making. So when a player
it's
takes
an illegal strategy.
When a player takes a performance enhancing drug and gets busted for four games, the Seattle, for example, when the Seahawks player does it.
The Adderall.
The Seattle Seahawks don't lose a first round pick.
Right.
And the Seattle Seahawks and that's cheating just the same.
Sure. But was anybody within the organization supplying the PEDs and or have a distinct knowledge? Now, if a ball boy was supplying PEDs, the team's liable, I think, in some cases.
I think that's fair. Okay, that's fair.
But the one point that I want to make is, do you think the four games given to Tom Brady, had he been on any other team in the National Football League, would have been – you know, two as opposed to four, but he got the extra two games in most people's eyes simply because he's a Patriot and they're cheating ways?
I think that has to do with it. I you know, you look at what's the fourth game that they'd miss? Dallas?
Yep.
Does Uncle Jarrah have something to do with it? I don't know.
I don't know.
You
never
listen,
know.
He right now his
every
biggest
got
allies
on
were,
speed dial, so.
Were Jarrah and Robert Kraft. And, you know, maybe the Rooneys and the Maras. And now all of a sudden he's alienated Robert. Robert Kraft is not going to take this lying down. This is going to be a brawl. This is going to be a war. This is going to be interesting to watch.
Yeah, it will. And it's not going to happen quickly.
It is not going to happen quickly, but it will play out publicly, which is going to be very, very interesting. It to me, I think that the NFL overstepped. And I think part of the problem with what they're doing is it's just so arbitrary. It's so arbitrary. On how they hand out these punishments.
Yeah.
And that's the problem because you don't have anything, you know, going forward and you just haven't anything. To me, it's just a leak. And by the way, somebody just said, is this a Cleveland station? Yes, I think what they did, if you remember listening, I thought what they did to Josh Gordon was ridiculous. I think what they did to Ray Farmer was ridiculous. And people, it's not about New England. I have no dog in the fight. I'm not a New England Patriot. I enjoy watching them. I enjoy Bill Belichick, but I don't care about the Patriots. My point is, I think that the NFL is starting to get to a point where they've got a problem on their hands in the name of Roger Goodell.
Right. I do too. And I think that's the boos, the 32 boos at the NFL draft with Roger Goodell announcing the first round is a general synopsis of how the fans feel about what Roger Goodell is doing to the league, to their product. And oh, by the way, his salary goes up, you know, by that 5 or 10% every single year as well. because the revenues continue to skyrocket.
Very, very interesting. Cheating is four games, says Farmer. Got four games for texting, four games for PDs, four games for Brady. Not arbitrary at all. Cheating is four games. Yes, but that's not the whole punishment, man, among gods. The organization lost a first-round pick. They lost a fourth-round pick and a fine of $1 million, the largest in NFL history. Somebody told me today, Brent Stelick, our chief revenue officer, told me today that no team since 1980s lost a first-round pick, and the Patriots have lost two.
Cheaters never prosper.
But they do, because they've got four Super Bowls. Four. And I'm sure that they would. The other thing that's funny, too, is if you remember, I don't know if you guys remember this, when we talked about all the trading that Bill Belichick has done.
Yeah.
And, you know, accumulating picks. And all the value of that was like three first rounders. So he's still plus a first rounder, and he's got his four Super Bowls. So there you go. All right, when we come back, we'll open up the phone lines, 216-578-0850. Call your shot for Cavs Bulls tonight, and also let us know what you think about this Deflategate, the punishment. Does it fit the crime? Let us know, 216-578-0850. Matt Wilhelm, Nathan Zagura, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.